We continue while learning the Nishmas David and Benachem Moshe Mecham Yaakov Pinchas Chaliyo. We are Benachos Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. HaOmer Hayom Menupe Bishlosh Esrei Nafa. The Omer Mincha was sifted through 13 sieves. The Gemara actually has a machlokas, as a brisa on Daf Ayin Vav, that has a machlokas tanam exactly what was used in terms of sifting. So our Mishnah says Shlosh Esrei Nafa, which sounds like, and the Brat Tanur says Zula Mal Mizu, we really mean that they were 13 sieves, one above the other. Others claim that it doesn't mean that they had 13 different sieves. They certainly went through a sifting process. All it means that they repeated it, they used two sieves, but they repeated it 13 times. And this way they got all the chaff and all the dust, all the psolas out of the way. So different ways to understand what this means. But as we mentioned, the Omer needed the greatest amount of sifting. Ushtei HaLechem, the Mishnah continues for Shavuos, Bishtei Mesrei. That was 12 Nafa, 12 sieves, or maybe 12 times they sifted it. V'lechem HaPanim, Bachasasrei, and the Lechem HaPanim, which needed less, there were 11 sieves that were used, or maybe we sifted 11 times. Lechem HaPanim, as you remember, did not need to use fresh flour. So the Omer, which was barley and fresh, Shtei Alechem, which was wheat, so it doesn't have to be sifted as much, not as much chaff, but nonetheless it was fresh. And Lechem HaPanim was older flour, so only needed 11. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Haya La Kitzva. Rabbi Shimon says there was no specific amount of grain that you needed. And nor the amount of sieves or the amount of sifting that you needed was necessary, as long as you end up with the requisite amount of flour that you need, so that's going to be sufficient. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah, we talked about how much you have to start with so that you end up sifting. So Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't matter really how much you start with, as long as you end up with the right measure at the end, that's okay. And if you didn't do any of the sifting, that's also acceptable. In fact, the Bar Tanur points that even according to the Chachamim, he says v'chol zeh l'mitzvah avol v'akev shemhevi omer isaro me'arba son o sheheviu mishnei son lo pasa. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't invalidate. Doesn't disqualify the omer. Let's say if you didn't start with the amount that we said that you need. Whether you started with 24 saw, you started out with 2 saw. It does not disqualify it, nor do we have to do the, nor b'dieved, if you didn't do the sifting, it's also acceptable. So it seems that Rabbi Shimon says that even l'chatchilu, you don't need to start out with this, but the Chachamim said l'chatchilu, we should be doing everything that we said. There are those who claim that Rabbi Shimon's only arguing on the Lechem HaPanim. That which is the Lechem HaPanim has to be sifted 11 times or through 11 sieves, he says it's not true. But Rabbi Shimon may agree with the other halachos that we mentioned regarding the Shtei HaLechem and the Omer. So again, once again, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Hayah La Kitzva, there was no set amount, which is the amount of time you had to sift it, or the amount of sieves you needed, or the amount of grain you had to start with so that you could end up with the requisite shear. Ela solus menupa called sarka. What do you need? You brought flour that was sifted as much as you could, as much as necessary. Oh, yeah, maybe that's what you brought to begin with. Shedeamar, you'd have to bring such a large amount. Shedeamar v'lokachta solus v'afisa osa. So what does that take? Take solus, take fine flour, and you should bake it. Achde menupa called sarka. So what does that mean? I have to get solus. How do you get solus? You do the best you can. You sift as much as best you can. You don't have to start with 10 times the amount, so you end up with what you need. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. We begin Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Hatoda ha'isa ba chamesh sa'in Yerushalmios shehein sheish midbarios. Shtei Ephos. Let's explain just what this Yerushalmi and Midbar is referring to. So the Korban Todah, it all together had to be, we'll use the language we know, 2 Epha. We've been speaking about Asirissa Epha in Isarum, which is a tenth of an Epha. So the Korban Todah, which we know was 40 loaves, 10, the Korban Todah actually was an animal. But along with the animal, you brought 40 loaves, 10 which were chametz, and 30 which were matzah. The matzah had 3 different varieties, 10 halos of each. So the Mishnah here is telling us that it's true they were 2 aphos altogether for the 40 loaves. And we mentioned an apha is 3 saw. But the Mishnah is coming to teach us that there was a change historically in the measures that we used. When we speak about the shiurim of the midbar, those are the shiurim, the measures, doraisa, apha, saw, etc. What happened was when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they enlarged the measure by 20%. So now what was originally a sa'ah from the Midbar, from the days when the Torah was given, is now going to be, is only 5/6 of the new measure, because they enlarged it by 20%. So what the Mishnah is here telling us is that this Todah was 5 sa'ah Yerushalmi, which are 6 sa'ah of the Midbar, which are 2 eifah. We mentioned many times that 3 sa'ah, an eifah is made up of 3 sa'ah. Here we have, if in the Midbar, you had 3 sa'ah, you had an eifah was 3 sa'ah, so that's all true for those measures. That would end up being, if you had 2 eifos, which is the measure of the flour you need for the 40 loaves of the Todah, 2 eifah is 6 sa'ah, that amounted to 6 sa'ah of the Midbar measure. But that would only amount to 5 sa'ah of the Yerushalmi measure, which was now 20% more. So that's how the Mishnah begins, by telling us that the Todah was 5 sa'ah Yerushalmi, which is 6 of the Midbar, which is 2 eifah of the Midbar. And then the Mishnah says, ha'eifah shalosh so'in, so that we know. But we remind ourselves that an eifah is made up of 10 esronos. And when we say isaron, we're referring to a tenth of an eifah, asiris eifah. So if we say, we have 1 eifah, we have 10 isaron. And if you have 2 eifah, you have 20 isaron. So that's what the Mishnah means now. The eifah is 3 saw, esrim isaron. Those 3 saw, the 1 eifah is 3 saw, 2 eifos end up is 20 isaron. So the Mishnah says, Esrim isaron, asara lechametz, 10 isaron for the chametz, vasara lematzah, and 10 isaron for the matzah. So this is also a chiddush. What it means is, one would have thought, I have 40 loaves, and you have 20 isaron. So okay, so 20 loaves get 1 isaron, the other 20 get another, 20 loaves rather get... to get 10 isaron. Remember, we're talking about 20 isaron altogether. 2 eifos is 20 isaron. So I, okay, 40 loaves, 20 isaron, 10 isaron for 20 loaves, and 10 isaron for the other 20 loaves. It doesn't work that way. We split it that the chametz gets more flour than the others, than the matzah does. So the 10 loaves of chametz is made with 10 isaron of flour, and the 30 loaves of matzah are also made with 10 isaron of flour. So that's what the Mishnah means. Esrim isaron, that I divide up how, asara l'chametz, half goes to the 10 loaves of chametz, v'asara l'matzah, and 10 isaron, which is 1 eifah, goes to the 30 loaves of matzah. 1 eifah for the 10 loaves of chametz, and 1 eifah for the 30 loaves of matzah. Why do we split it up that way? So that's what Gemara says is based on the pasuk. It speaks about the different varieties of matzah that we have, and then the pasuk says al chalos lechem chametz, and that's in addition to the chalos of lechem chametz. So it sounds like we equate the two, and therefore each one gets the same amount of isaron, gets 10 esronos, meaning 1 eifah for the chametz and 1 full eifah for the 30. And then the Mishnah says, Asara l'chametz, isaron l'chala. So if you, now let's think about it. So the math is very easy when it comes to the chametz, because I have 1 eifah, which is 10 esronos. So 10 esronos for 10 chalos, how much flour does each loaf get? 1 isaron of flour for each loaf. But v'asara l'matzah, but the 10 esronos that are given, the 1 eifah for the matzah, uva matzah shlosha minim, the Mishnah says, but there are 3 varieties, 3 types, chalos, urikikim, or ravucha. We mentioned this a little in the past, although we didn't mention the ravucha, the chalos, those 10 loaves, and this is matzah we're talking about, they're mixed with oil, then we bake them. The rikikim, that's number 2, we know that is where they're baked and only then smeared with oil. And then we have the ravucha, which we haven't mentioned, that's scalded with hot water, and then it's baked. So those are the 3 types of matzah that we speak of. Nimtzu'u, shlosha esronos ushlish l'chol min. So if you do the math, you're going to have, each variety is going to have 3 1/3 isaron, shalosh chalosh l'isaron. And you bake, out of 1 isaron of flour, you're going to bake 3 chalos. So that's how, if it works out, if you have 1 eifah, which is 10 estronos of flour, given to the matzo loaves. You divide them equally amongst the three varieties of those matzos. So 3 1/3 estronos is going to is for the 10 loaves of each of those. So 3 loaves will consist of 1 isaron of flour. That's all using the measures that we have from the Midbar, from when we got the Torah. Then the Mishnah now says, but b'midah Yushalmis, but if you follow b'midah Yushalmis, we start using the word Yisaron, and we started using the measure of a kav. A kav, Yisaron, was a tenth of an ephah, but a kav, 6 kav equal a sa'ah. So if you use the b'midah Yushalmis, ha yushloshim kav. How does that so? So think about it. If it's 30 kav, why? Because the measure is 30 kavs of flour. Why is it 30 kavs of flour? Because we said at the beginning of the Mishnah that the Todah was what? With 5 sa'ah Yushalmis. 6 sa'ah Midbar equal 5 sa'ah Yushalmis. So 5 sa'ah Yushalmis, if I now take, if each sa'ah is equal to 6 kav, so that ends up giving me 30 kav of flour. Then you have to divide it, split it in half. So that means the math is not as easy this time. And now the chametz, 10 loaves, get 50 kav. I think 15 kav, rather, out of the 30. And the 3 variety get 15 kav. So we know there are 10 loaves that are chametz. Each loaf, therefore, is going to consist of 1 1/2 kavs. That's because we started out with 15 kav, and now we have 10 loaves, so 1 1/2 kavs per loaf. And the 30 matzo ones are made out of 15 kav. That ends up being only 1/2 kav for each loaf. So that's what Mishnah basically explains right now. B'midah Yushalmis ha'yushloshim kav. Chamisha asar l'chametz v'chamisha asar l'matzah. 15 kav in that measure for the chametz, for the 10 loaves of chametz, and 15 kav for the 30 loaves of matzah. Chamisha asar l'chametz kav v'chetzeh l'challah. Each loaf was 1 1/2 kav. That's how I have 10 loaves and 15 kav. That's how it works out. 1 1/2 kav of flour for each challah, each loaf of those 10. V'chamisha asar l'matzah, but now I have to divide up 15 kav for the matzah, but for 3 types of matzah, v'hamatzah shloshaminim, chalos, urikikim, uravuch, as we said, 3 varieties. Nimzu chameshes kavim l'chol min, so we end up having 5 kavs for each variety. Remember, it's 15 kav, I have to divide into 3, so that's only 5 kav, and now I have 10 chalos of each, shtei chalos l'kav. That means 1 kav makes up one kav of flour for every 2 chalos, or another way of saying that is 1/2 kav for each loaf.